So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Giants have made a lot of coaching changes. They fired the DC 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So, okay, fine. And it came out the other day, numerous reports, that a part of what led to his firing was a major disagreement over the seating arrangements on the flight back from the game against the Patriots. Apparently, the assistant coaches used to sit at the front of the plane,
mm-hmm.
and then they got moved to the back of the plane.
I mean, it's a 25-minute flight.
That is true. That's a really quick flight.
I hope that that's not what got him fired. I hope that was just the straw that broke the camel's back type
yes,
of thing.
Yes.
That sounds like that's ridiculous.
Where do the coaches usually sit when they're on the plane?
It depends on what size of plane it is, because some of these planes, they have a huge first class. And so I'm sure they'll sit in first class and the players will sit in the back, because that's what players are supposed to do. You know, it was crazy when I was playing.
What?
We sat in the back. The players obviously always sat in the back. Tom Coughlin would sit right next to me.
Really?
Right next to me.
To keep an eye on you?
I don't know.
To learn from you?
I don't know. So every trip, he'd be sitting right next to me.
And did you, truth serum, did you want him to sit next to you?
I didn't mind.
Tiki, did you mind?
No, because it was the coach.
Is the head coach your boss in your eyes? Or like a partner?
I looked at it more like a partner.
Okay.
And he made me better. I helped him win games. It's as simple as that.
No, I get you. I think
sometimes coaches think of themselves as bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And when you project that, grown men who are making a good salary don't want to hear that.
Right.
They want nothing to do with that. And it's a downfall. As soon as you see a guy start to get full of himself and believe his own BS and then act like I'm in charge here, on the professional level, it gets really wonky.
Now I can see that.
You can do that in college. It's why the transition is always hard. In college, you are the boss. Maybe less so now with the NIL stuff, but the best coaches are able to make it feel comfortable. Even though he's in charge, it still feels like it's a collaborative thing.
Would you and Tom talk while you sat next to each other?
Oh, yeah, of course.
About what?
Dude, I could talk to anybody.
I know, but what would you talk to him about? Like football
the
or
game,
other stuff?
Game, football.
Politics?
No, never politics. He wouldn't get into those things.
Oh.
We just talk mostly football.
Would he fall asleep on the plane?
No.
Really?
He'd sit there and then he'd get up and he'd walk around.
Huh. I was curious what kind of snore
he'd
was.
He'd talk to other guys.
Huh.
I'd put on my headphones, listen to some, I don't know what I was listening to, Queen. Something like that.
Would the perfect example be OBJ when he was here?
I don't know what he did with OBJ. I have no idea.
No, I think that was the opposite, bro. I think the biggest problem with Tom and OBJ is that he let him do whatever the hell he wanted.
They didn't communicate.
Yeah, like I think he needed to be tougher with Odell Beckham Jr. Right. I'm not sure if that was, I don't know if that was old and tired and like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't know if it was, I don't know how to deal with it. I'm not sure what it was, but I know, just saying this as a talk show host, my biggest critique of Tom at the end was that he didn't put his foot down on OBJ.
I think you're right, though. Yeah, I think your instinct is right. He didn't know how to deal with it.
That may have been,
right? It's just, this is a different era, because it's a different generation. When Odell came in, it's a new generation of young player who are ridiculously famous and star, you know, driven, even when they're young. How do you deal with that guy? It's not like you're, earn it here. I know you were great in college, but earn it in the NFL. That was kind of out the window, and it's been out the window with some of these young rookies that have come in as of late.
Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. We'll get some baseball and the Jets a little bit later on as well. Matt is in East Islip. What's up, Matt?
What's up, fellas? How are you? First time, long time.
Oh, awesome. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Tiki, I just want to say it's an honor to talk to you. I grew up as a Giants fan watching you play, and it's great talk with you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling then.
Yeah, you bet. I just wanted to touch base and why I personally feel that Marcus Freeman would be a really great hire for the Giants.
Shoot, let's hear it.
Yeah, listen, I think he's the CEO type, exactly what you want, right? Holds guys accountable. I think he's still in a really good spot where he's young enough to kind of understand those younger guys coming out of college, but also is old enough to have some rapport with the older guys on the team. And I think he's that perfect guy. I think when you look at his potential staff, a guy he may have ties to is Matt Patricia, as defensive coordinator, now coaching at Ohio State. That's where Freeman played. So obviously I'm sure having connections there to Ohio State, having that information available. And then a guy that I would love to see as the offensive coordinator is his offensive coordinator now at Notre Dame is Mike Denbrock, right? Who I think when you look at Jackson Dart is a perfect mix between Riley Leonard and Joe Burrow, two guys that Denbrock coached at LSU.
Oh,
right? No, seriously, right?
Well, a combination of people, by the way.
Right. I mean, that's detailed and research. The challenge with Denbrock, I know nothing about, but the challenge with Marcus Freeman is it feels like Notre Dame's athletic director is going to go all in to protect his coach from leaving.
Well, that is fine.
Yeah.
I will say this. As somebody who is very skeptical of the college coach, I am usually not a big fan of scooping out the college coach. I am more intrigued by Marcus Freeman than I would be most others.
I am too. You know why?
What's your why? Because I have two whys.
My first why is that he's not an offensive or defensive guru.
Mm.
He's just a great leader.
Right.
And the thing that this team, this program needs is a great leader. Right. Someone, the things that we were talking about yesterday, getting his team ready. Giving them competitive advantages. Again, part of that is having really good offensive and defensive coordinators. Think Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel is not a great offensive mind. He's knowledgeable because he's been around for a while, but he's got a great offensive coordinator.
Right,
and he is a hell of a and he's a hell of a leader. And so I like that formula because it empowers multiple layers of the coaching staff. Right? Head coach is the leader. He's getting everybody moving in the same direction, pulling the same way. And then you have a coordinator on both sides who are both, strong-willed, but not encumbered by the head coach because he has an expertise as well. You know what I mean? And so it just feels like Marcus Freeman has that about him. And that sounds intriguing to me when I think about who the next Giant head coach needs to be.
My two are, he's young enough. He's 39 years old.
Right, he's very young.
To where I don't think he has yet been fully entrenched as he's just a college coach.
Yeah.
He didn't really play in the NFL. He was on a few practice squads, but at least he was there. So there is some minor NFL experience, or at least understanding the difference between coaching in college and the NFL. And then the second thing is, Notre Dame is like coaching in the NFL. I view Notre Dame as it's like an NFL team. And I don't mean based on strategy or offenses and defense. I mean the pressures that come with it.
Yeah.
just everything about it.
Yeah, he's been great too. I mean,
and they've won. Yes,
they've won. They're basically going to be guaranteed as long as they're good next year to be in the college football playoff.
Why? Because they got screwed this year.
No, they didn't. You see the memorandum of understanding? It basically says if Notre Dame is in the top 12, they're going to be in the college football playoff.
Because they whined and cried.
No, it was just because they're in a weird spot.
Because they don't have a conference?
Because they don't have a conference. And so, but they play in the ACC, and so they didn't play. They don't play for the ACC championship, and the ACC championship was dog crap, as we all know, and Duke ended up winning it. But Miami gets in, and not Notre Dame. And so there's just Notre Dame is getting special preferential treatment. A lot of other ADs are pissed off about this, but it's just the reality of what you're talking about.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Let's Notre Dame.
Let's do the Marcus Freeman test first. As a Giant fan, Tommy, would you want Marcus Freeman to be your head coach?
No. But I agree with Tiki. Marcus is a leader of men, mm-hmm. and I love that about him, and I want that as a Giant head coach. I just don't like the leap from college coach to the pros. Yeah. I just can't cross that line.
Al, as a Commander fan, if the Giants, your rival, hired Marcus Freeman, your reaction would be what?
Well, if you're a Met Giant fan, you hate David Stern smirks, right? You'd hate Marcus Freeman smirks as well on the sidelines. He does that a lot.
Does he?
A lot.
Yeah, but wait a second. We hate David Stern smirks right now because he just let Pete Alonso go to Baltimore. We'll hate Marcus Freeman smirks if the Giants are 3-10.
He has that stupid smirk when they're losing games or they get upset on the sidelines. A lot.
That's funny.
Interesting. Fake Sean, would you want Marcus Freeman?
No, I don't want anybody smirking. If we're going to be losing like we've lost all these years, I don't want somebody smiling on the sidelines.
Thank you, Fake Sean. Yeah, Real Sean is here. He's just not allowed to speak because he lost the bet. to Al Cintron.
Yeah, Sean, do me a favor. Go get me a coffee, please. Thanks.
Have you been listening to Uncle Al over there? Have you been doing what he asks you?
I'm getting a thumbs up here.
Okay. Mm.
Nice. And it's such a shame, too, because Sean's got such a sweet Christmas vacation jacket on. It's dope.
Well, maybe when SNY pops on at 4 o'clock, they'll see him in the background.
Yes.
As Al is making a valid point about, you know, the Mets or whatever we get to. By the way, I don't know if you care. I don't know if the audience cares. But Al and Tommy were having, how do I clean this up?
Argument?
No, the opposite. They were
A brofest?
They were very excited behind the glass about something.
Okay.
And that is the fact that there's a new fresh Knicks rumor.
Ooh.
And they were excited about the Knicks rumor. Can I tell you the Knicks rumor?
This is not a Giannis thing.
It's not a Giannis thing. Okay. No. It's I'm gonna play a game with you. So it's being reported by a guy who works here at our company, Chris, who's a great guy and covers the Knicks very well and knows his stuff. Works at Clutch Points, I think is the name of the website. I'm going to give him a proper plug.
Okay.
The Knicks are interested in bringing in a player who used to play for the Knicks, who Knicks fans love. And if they got him back, it would be like a wild celebration. Good player, by the way. I am not demoting him or... I'm not ripping him.
Yeah. Demeaning him.
Demeaning.
Yes.
By the way, Evan, I noticed you didn't try to say his last name as well.
Chris's last name? Because yes. I don't want to screw up his last name.
Bingo. I do the same thing. Don't worry about
it. He's a good guy. He's worked very hard, and I'd rather not screw up his last name. But he works here, and I gave the credit to his website.
He works here at WFA?
No, at the network.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. But he's credible is my point. So you want to guess the player? Former Nick. Nick fans are like all giddy, like, oh!
Here's the hint, Tiki. Reunion.
Reunion?
Well, I already told him a former Nick coming back.
I know, he did, but I have no idea.
They have a commercial together.
They have a commercial together.
I don't watch Nick commercials.
No, it's a nationally televised commercial.
On during the NCAA tournament a lot.
Can I give him another hint?
Yeah. I got a good one, too. Go ahead.
It's possible that this player had a history class lesson in college with some of the other players on the team.
A what?
He's a white guy. I'll throw that in there, too.
A history class.
A ginger, too. A white guy who's a ginger.
All right. I don't know.
The New York Knicks are interested in a reunion with Dante DiVincenzo.
Oh, Dante.
Dante. Oh.
Now it all makes sense.
Yes. Last year, all Knicks fans would do is fantasize about getting back together with DiVincenzo. And I would always explain to Tommy, I don't think they can according to the CBA rules.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, now they can. I'm not sure what a trade like that would look like. I'm not sure what they would have to give up. But coming up in 3 days is December 15th. And on December 15th, more players are eligible to be traded, those that signed free agent contracts during the offseason. So it opens up a lot of opportunities and possibilities. And I think we'd all agree that'd be a good move if they could pull it off without giving up too much. So keep an eye on that. Let's go to Ben in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
What's up? Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. 2 points on why I want to win on Sunday. First is that I have no confidence if Shane stays, that he will do the right thing with the draft picks. And number two, I have first point, I have no belief that the Mariners could hire the right guy who will do the right thing. So there's that. The other thing is, as a fan, I watch sports and watch movies to feel good about myself. And there's a real reason why I watch Slapshot on repeat a lot more than I watch Sophie's Choice, is because it makes me feel good. I am so sick and tired of feeling like I have enough self-loathing going on in my life. I don't need my football team's help. So that's why I want to win, okay?
I think that's a great answer. I have enough self-loathing in my life anyway. Well said. It's very tough to argue with that. Let's go to our buddy John in Massapequa. How you doing, John?
How's it going? Excited to see Al on the show today.
What's up, John?
Told you ready. What's up? So, listen, when the Mets signed Juan Soto, you guys were on an ultimate high. You guys made the NLCS. You guys signed Juan Soto, but Juan Soto cursed the Mets because let's see what happened since then. They signed Frankie Montas, AJ Minter, and Griffin Canning, who all had season-ending injuries. They came off to that hot start, but missed the playoffs and choked like they always do. The civil war in the locker room reignited to the point where the longest tenured Met, Brandon Nimmo, waves his no-trade clause to get out of there. The two highly touted coaches, Jeremy Hefner and Antoine Richardson, dip out and go to your division rival Braves. You lose Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso. They don't even entertain Steve Cohen's money.
All right.
And you get Devin Williams, who wanted to be a Cub and not a Met, and now he's a closer when he knows he can't handle New York. So did Juan Soto curse the Mets or something, or is he just still refusing to acknowledge me as his tribal chief, and all these bad things are going to keep happening and happening and happening to the Mets until he does so?
Well, John, I'm glad you got that off your chest. Thank you so much for the call. See, I know what you're doing, and I respect it, and I appreciate it, but you know what bothers me about curses? Curses are just things to explain away incompetence. I mean this, and I'll get serious for a second.
That's interesting.
Were the Red Sox cursed, or was their owner a bigot? I mean, let's just call it. Let's be honest. Tom Yawkey sat there for 40 years and refused to sign black ball players, but they were cursed.
Right.
No.
Well, what about the Cubs?
They had, I'll get to them in a second. The Red Sox had incompetent, racist ownership for a big chunk of time.
This is true.
And then they made some bad decisions as time went by. The Chicago Cubs were just incompetent.
Yeah. And they got Big Poppy, right?
Right, exactly. And they did. And everything turned around.
Who cusses on public television and nobody loves it.
That's right. And they also hired Theo Epstein, who's really good at his job.
Yes.
Are the New York Jets cursed or are they incompetent? Did Joe Namath put a curse on the Jets, or have they had horrible GM after horrible coach after horrible GM after horrible quarterback? So in your little diatribe ripping the New York Mets, how about we just call out the horrible moves made by David Stearns?
I mean, that's the fair way to do it.
That's the fair way to do it. And that's the truth. Because we all have fun with curses. It's cute. It's fun. Ha, ha, ha. Curses are excuses for incompetence. It's been that way for 100 years, and it's that way today. So instead of the brain dead, we must be cursed, how about we explain why franchises suck? And I'm not saying the Mets suck. I'm saying they had a bad year. So all of those things you rattled off were self-inflicted. They weren't cursed. They were created. So the Red Sox weren't cursed. They were stupid and racist. The Cubs weren't cursed. They were just stupid. And the Jets aren't cursed. They just suck.
Were the Mets cursed when they were 45-24?
This season?
Yeah. Nobody was saying a curse then.
No, because no, I agree with you. But what I think now being reflective on is that they were lucky, is that their pitching was so not realistic to what they actually are. Like, the Mets had a team ERA in the middle of June when that collapse started, Al, of 2.85. What?
Yeah.
Like, did anyone actually think they could keep that up?
No, they loved the pitching lab then. Remember, now that place is blown up into pieces.
But honestly, even you, maybe not Tommy, because he's positive Tommy, when they were pitching to a 2.9 ERA in the middle of June, we didn't think they would collapse. I don't think any of us thought
but
that.
But it didn't feel sustainable.
That did not feel sustainable. Like, we figured, okay, it's going to come back to the means, and everything else is going to have to step up, which sort of happened, but not enough. And so, again, it's not cursed. It's just baseball.
And I believed in the pitching lab. I did. I thought, this David Stearns is a genius, blah, 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 blah. Here we go.
Jeremy Hefner,
whatever. And then when I saw everything starting to happen, to hell with the pitching lab. It's a P.O. box now.
Yeah. But he did get Clay Holmes into a pretty reliable starter. He just can't go deep into
that's
games.
That's the one, and I.
Yeah, that's the one you can't knock. Because nobody saw that coming.
The most reliable starter all year long was Clay Holmes, and Met fans still want to put him in a bullpen. Bunch of morons.
Let me get this right.
Calling your fellow Met fans.
Curses are just an excuse for incompetence.
Yes, you like that?
Yeah, I do. I wrote it down.
They should put that on a shirt.
That's a good one.
I have said that for years because, you know, working with Joe for all those years, we would talk about this. Ah, this team's cursed, this team's cursed. And I would get on this rant every once in a while, which is, we are just making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us want to do that. Like, honestly, certainly Joe doesn't want to do that. He wants to call out why the Jets have sucked for 50-plus years. Not just say they're cursed, because that's lazy. It's not cursed. There's a reason you do this. There's a reason this happens. And look, the Mets had a bad year. No one's going to sugarcoat that. That is not enough to think that this is going to be 10 years of bad baseball.
Yeah.
Or 5 years of bad baseball. But I'll tell you this, they better come up with a plan B. And coming up real soon, we will try to figure out what that plan B should be. Did that rhyme or did I just use the same word? I just used the same word.
Yeah.
It's not really a rhyme if you just use the same word.
It's still lyrical.
That's true. We will come up with some thoughts on what the Mets should do next coming up. Plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019. Let's play a quick game. Never played this game before with you, Tiki.
Okay.
But I'm going to play a clip completely out of context of our dear friend Tommy Lou Gower, since I now listen to every second of his shows. And it's going to be weird. It's going to be strange. And then you will tell me why he did this, why he said what he said. Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy, please play the short clip of you calling me that weird object.
Evan doesn't have to be a candle for the rest of his life.
Evan doesn't have to be a candle for the rest of his life.
Evan doesn't have to be a candle for the rest of his life.
Why did Tommy call me a candle?
I'm assuming Beauty and the Beast.
Interesting. Okay. Well, how would you come up with that? Beauty and the Beast?
Because wasn't he the candle like the... Like the, I don't know.
I have no
idea. Yeah, Lumineer was the candle.
Yeah.
Al, would you think that?
I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. I have no idea.
No, my mind wanders to deep, dark, dirty places. That's it.
What deep, dark, dirty place would you go with Tommy calling me a candle?
I don't want to get kicked off the air, so use your imagination.
I don't even know. Unless you're like dripping hot wax down or something like that.
Evan doesn't have to be a candle for the rest of his life.
All right, so you think it is a Beauty and the Beast reference.
Yeah.
All right, let's go a little further. Why would he compare me to the candle in Beauty and the Beast?
Because you like going to the Disney? I don't know.
So Tommy did a rant. This is last night's show, by the way. Tommy did a rant about me going to Disney and compared me to a candle. Is that your final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer.
Would you like to hear it in its full context?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's why Tommy Lou Gower called me a candle.
The Jets are cursed. We know that. Joe is cursed. Evan is cursed. It's Beauty and the Beast. But Joe doesn't have to be a clock for the rest of his life. Evan doesn't have to be a candle for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Somebody could come along to break the spell, to break the curse.
Yeah,
nailed it.
And that man is Joe Burrow.
I can't believe how close you... I mean, you basically nailed it.
Yes.
Like, you didn't obviously pull off the reference that it would involve the Jets.
I also have the 9-year-old and 11-year-old girls.
That's true.
That's what we watch.
No, you're right. My boys have not seen Beauty and the Beast. I haven't seen Beauty and the Beast in years.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, even having seen Beauty and the Beast, I do not think of the candle.
I do. The candle is fun.
He does the bit, be our guest,
yes,
the song.
Be our guest, be our guest. I don't know the song.
She will make the spell.
Yes.
That's my French accent.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, good job. I think you did very well in that game,
man. Thank you.
All right, Al Cintron, what do you want the Mets to do now that Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz are gone? Quick.
Trade for Skubal.
Okay, how does that fix the offense that just got depleted?
It fixes the pitching staff, so end of story when it comes to that.
Helps fix the pitching staff.
You have your two aces in the top, McClain and Skubal. I'd put them up against anybody in the league. Now, as far as offense go, hello, Yankee fans. This is where you come in and heartbreak happens. Cody Bellinger to the Mets. There you go.
And that's it?
No. Well, that's a start. I'll trade for Wilson Contreras to play first base.
Okay.
That sounds like it's in the works.
Yeah. So you trade for Contreras to play first base. Really good defender. Right-hand hitter.
Yep.
Solid hitter. Gives you 20 to 25 home runs. Cody plays left.
He just started playing first, right?
Yeah, they moved him a couple of years ago. And believe it or not, all the defensive metrics say he's really good.
Wow. Yep.
So.
And he's very intense. I love it. He's a bulldog. He's ready to fight at the drop of a dime. Love that about him.
Yeah. I don't hate your plan at all. Like, my issue with trading for Skubal is I need to kind of hear the rest of your plan. Because if you're going to trade for Tarik Skubal, who is a flight risk, like, let's just be honest.
He's Juan Soto.
Yes.
He's the pitcher Juan Soto.
And just because you have a lot of money, and Steve Cohen does have a lot of money, it doesn't guarantee you're going to keep the player. Hal Steinbrenner has a lot of money. They offered $750 million. Like, you just do not know. It's just not a guarantee.
Right.
So, if I'm trading for Skubal, I need to reinforce my lineup that just took a major beating over the last few weeks. And I think the Met lineup is not as good as it was last year with your ideas. But okay, we're moving back to the Mendoza line. But the other problem you got to run into is if you're giving up Carson Benge in a trade for Tarik Skubal and Jet Williams, or one of them, mm-hmm. but dare I say both of them, a part of the Met plans involve one of the outfield spots being filled by a young player. Well, if those young players are traded for Tarik Skubal, now you need to add another outfielder.
That's where Louis Robert Jr. comes into play.
So now you want Louis Robert Jr.?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of his, but looking back now, it's only it'd be a one-year thing.
Basically, there's a team option on year two, but they could easily say, we're good.
And I don't think it'll cost as much to trade for him, and he gets a fresh start in New York as well.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by Louis Robert Jr. because
he's kind of been on the block for a minute now. Feels like we talked about him all last offseason as well.
And the trade deadline.
And the deadline, and nothing happened with him, obviously.
I was more into Luis Robert Jr. a year ago because he was coming off of one bad year, mm-hmm. but now he's coming off of two bad injury-prone seasons.
Right.
But Robert Jr., and this is not a compliment on him, but I'm being fair on how it could work out, reeks like someone who just needs to be on a better team.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, he's been on the Chicago White Sox. And if you put him in a room with the hardest-working man in baseball in Juan Soto and an MVP candidate in Francisco Lindor, and you figure he's going to wake up. Right. He's going to be the guy he was 3 years ago when he had 38 home runs and stole 30 bases.
The other thing is, I heard he hasn't been happy for a long time, so some of that could be Fugazi, not wanting to even be there anymore.
Which is bad for him. Yeah, like, that's hard. A bad
that's hard.
Look.
You can imagine, when you've been on a bad team for that long.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Doesn't care
to
win.
Like, at some point, you start to question yourself. Like, why am I doing this?
I get it, but it still doesn't make the player look good.
No, it doesn't. You still got to still try, but it's just, I can understand it.
But if you can get this player for very little, and according to John Heyman, the Mets were talking to Chicago, and the disagreement is they want the White Sox to pick up a portion of the contract, and then they'll throw in a decent prospect.
Right.
And the White Sox are like, no, we want you to pay the whole thing. My reaction to that is, wait a second, Steve. First of all, you've raised ticket prices on season ticket holders.
Right.
And you just lost Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo, so and Edwin Diaz. I don't want to hear it. All right? Don't tell me I'm going to throw in some dollars. No. Just pay the contract and don't give up a prospect. And I was talking, this came from the neighbor of mine in the seat section I sit in at Citi Field.
Okay.
Season ticket neighbor texted me unprovoked and said, how does that price increase taste now? And I said, it's rough. And he went on a diatribe. This isn't me speaking, saying, how could he do this? How could he raise ticket prices and then allow a homegrown hero to walk out the door because they don't want to go to 5 years?
Well, it's not even that. I think I'm increasingly following the Loogie thought process here, that they just didn't want him.
No, forget that. Like, yeah. I'm not saying Tommy's wrong or you're wrong or the baseball argument isn't wrong. I get all of it. I am showing you maybe one voice, but I think one voice that represents a lot of Met fans. We're talking about a season ticket holder who is saying, could they do this?
Right, they're taking more of my money and then they're not paying the guy that I wanted.
Correct, and this man's point was...
I think you have to be patient and see... Who they pay.
Yeah, but here's the problem. And again, these are not my words because I'm a sucker. I don't care. I'll be there. I'm giving them my money, and I hope the Mets are good. His point was, I don't even see moves they could make that's going to really entice me and others. And that's the predicament that Stearns and Cohen are in. And I get it. You got to run a baseball team trying to win, not appease season ticket holders. I understand it. I just want to express to you the view of some of these customers that are like, what are you doing,
I just think
bro?
It gets hard when you start trying to equate how much more I'm paying as a season ticket holder, not me specifically, but season ticket holders, how much more I'm paying versus what they're spending, when the ultimate goal is to just create the winner.
I get you.
And so if they go about it in a non-expensive way, you're still going to be satisfied, fulfilled.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Even though you're paying more, right?
I will end up being satisfied. We all will. And Citi Field will be packed.
Yeah.
But for the first few months of the season, here's what's going to happen, no matter what they do.
It's going to be dicey.
It's going to be dicey for people to buy tickets, and it is very tough on people that you raise ticket prices on because they're going to waste tickets that they're not going to games on.
Right.
So you're right. Like, the end result may work because the Mets could be very good. Like, Al's plan is solid. Like, you just added the best pitcher in baseball. You had a really good first baseman who's not signed long term. Wilson only has 2 more years left on his deal. Good defender, right hand hitter. Like, cool, man. No one's against that. Cody Bellinger, nice player. Solid. They're all fine moves. They're not moving the needle enough to where the building's going to be packed and season ticket holders are going to be able to even sell their tickets for the games they don't go to. And again, you don't have to care about that because if they win, I don't care about that. Trust me. I just want to win. But it will be a tough April and May. And if Steve doesn't care about it, then fine. But I'm just warning you, that building is going to be rough in the early going.
Here's the deal. Why do Met fans fall in love with players who've won jack? They didn't win with these guys.
Did they not win because of those guys?
I'm not saying that, but this
Well, that's core, what you know. That's what you did say.
This core.
No, hold on. I'm going to argue with you now.
Okay, let's do it.
You did say it. You can't just say something and then move on. You said, well, they didn't win jack with them. Okay, fine. Are you saying they didn't win because of them?
To a point, yeah.
Last year, where are they without Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz?
Well, last year during the regular season, how was Pete Alonso?
He was great during the regular season.
The year before he was horrible.
He had a down year for him.
He had the magical home run. Last year, Pete was clutch most of the season. I get it. June 11th, what did he do? He ruined our starting pitcher who was having an all-star season. Yes, he did.
You're putting it on him.
Yeah, that throw was horrendous.
I get it was horrendous, but you're saying he ruined the season?
Yes, and when minute Kodai single went down, so did the season.
Well, that's lame, honestly. Like, why should the season have been derailed by one starting pitcher going down with injury?
Well, it's a multitude. It led to everything else.
It led to Griffin Canning tearing his Achilles.
It was the downfall for the Mets.
It led to Clay Holmes being tired coming out of Colorado. It led to David Peterson not being able to pitch in the final month and a half of the year.
As well. The main problem was the starting pitching, for sure.
And that's all Pete's fault because one guy got hurt.
It was a collective effort of sucking. The only one who didn't suck, I don't blame him for anything, is Edwin Diaz. He was spectacular.
Who they just let go.
I know.
So why do you guys use this argument of, well, they haven't won with them, screw them? You know they have to replace them. They're good ball players. They weren't the reason the Mets collapsed.
Okay, so but you still would be running it back
exactly
over and over the same way. It's like the Phillies. The Phillies are getting frustrated down there in Philadelphia mm-hmm. because they're running it back with the same people, JT and Bryce and Castellanos. Like they keep running it back.
And
they're supposed to be really good.
Trey
Turner. Exactly. And they feel like they're frustrated.
Yeah, but I never suggested them running it back. I suggested them keeping their good players and then improving.
Okay,
the Mets have already gone like five miles backwards.
Evan, I told you this yesterday, and it was a remake of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to get rid of Nimmo because he had a no-trade clause, he had a bad contract, and there weren't very many suitors until you find the perfect marriage with Semien and the Rangers. So it was hard. It's going to be impossible to get rid of Jeff McNeil, right? And
right.
So who else are you getting rid of? Who else are you moving to change up the core? The opportunistic way was Pete Alonso's a free agent, and so was Edwin Diaz. Voluntarily free agents, by the way, because they opted out. Now, again, that's their right. Their agents are advising them, I got to go get you paid. It is what it is, but by opting out, they created the opportunity for the Mets to move on from them. I'm not saying it's right.
I know,
I'm not saying it's going to work out.
On from them,
I'm just telling you that's why they were able to do it.
I know why they were able to do it. I'm saying now you've got to not just replace them, but get better. And so the challenges that David faces over the next few weeks and months.
Do it different.
But different doesn't make it better, Teague.
It doesn't, but we don't know that it's going to be worse until we see it.
So
we can sit here and scream and yell, or you, I don't care. You can scream and yell about how this team is going to be so much worse, but just chill, man.
First of all, wait.
You're going to love it.
I know, but you're accusing me of things I haven't said. I haven't said they're going to be worse. I said the job that David Stearns has created has become more difficult because they lost good. Yes.
Or maybe it's just going to be easier for him because it's crafted in his vision.
Easier for him? They have to replace a lot of talent.
But
that's not easy.
Who cares? Who cares?
Who cares?
Because they're gone.
We all care.
Evan, they're gone. There's nothing you can do about it.
Don't do that line. That's my line.
You can bitch and moan
about it all you want.
They're gone. There's nothing you can do about it. And by the way, Edwin Diaz, yeah, it sucked. He's going to the Dodgers, and he's probably going to win a championship and be perennially unbelievable. But you replaced him. You got Devin Williams.
I got to reevaluate this conversation.
Yes.
How did we get back to bitching about Alonso and Diaz being gone?
I don't know.
Did you do it, Al?
I think it was Al.
I mentioned Pete Alonso.
It was definitely Al.
Oh, you know what? It was me. You know what I did? I mentioned the text message from the neighbor season ticket holder.
That's right.
And that wasn't even me
speaking.
That
wasn't about that. It was more about him having to shell out more money.
Him expressing.
But they're not spending the money he's shelling out.
Right.
He's like, dude, what are you doing with my fistful of dollars, man?
And I promise you, that's not my voice, because if it was going to be me, I would just say it.
Yeah.
Like, my concern is, I just want to win.
Right.
And if you end up being right, that this turns out to be a better process, great. I just, as I sit here right now, they have a lot of work to do.
Steve Cohen's just going to turn around and say, can I have a few dollars more? And then it's going to get good, bad, and ugly.
Well, I don't care about season ticket holders.
Nobody followed that except for me.
I don't care about season ticket holders.
Did you get it, Tommy?
The movie?
Yeah.
With not John Wayne, with Clint Eastwood.
There it is.
Yep.
It's a trilogy.
Oh,
you ever watch it? The Spaghetti Westerns?
No.
Fistful of Dollars for a few dollars more?
Not into
The Good, the Bad, the Ugly?
Evan's not unbelievable. Evan's not a Western.
The only Western movie I've seen is Back to the Future 3.
Oh, but that's not a Western.
Come on.
That's not a Western. Come on.
And let me just
If you clean. Ever just feel like watching a Western, watch that trilogy.
I will never feel like watching a Western.
I'm telling you, we'll be entertained.
Okay.
It's so, like, flat that it's fun.
There was also a Western episode of 90210.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
when Dylan was under, like, therapy and was learning about his past
and
lives.
He was dreaming?
I think it was hallucinating. Like, it was supposed to be his past lives. Mm. And that's when he realized that Kelly was his soulmate.
Nerd alert!
True.
Wow.
That's a 90210 reference.
Wow.
Those are my Western experiences.
And that's his Western experience.
Back to the Future 3, and when Dylan had his epiphany.
I'm going to have to put that on the back of my wall.
And why don't you care about season ticket holders, Al? Because you're too cheap to buy them?
Time out. I go to about 40 games a year on my own. And I'm not a season ticket holder.
Yeah, okay. Take that, Daddy
this
Mustafa.
Year, I'll be at opening day, because if it all pans out, it'll be either Scuba versus Skeens or McLean versus Skeens. I'll be
you.
There. After that, who the hell wants to be at Citi Field in April when it's brick outside? No one wants to be at Citi Field.
Even
in April.
When they're good, you don't
yes,
go in April?
No one wants to be.
That's I love
cold.
Going to Citi Field
well,
in April.
Good for you. You go. You know what I'll stay home.
Al, can you explain this to me? Because I've made this point a lot over the years. How come when it's 40 degrees for a Giants or Jets game, we're all like, beautiful weather, that's great. But when it's 40 degrees in April for a Mets game, it's like, to use your words, it's brick outside. I can't go.
You know why?
Can you explain to me? Weather's weather.
It's very true.
Because the crowd is usually packed and you're all together and you're yelling and screaming to throw the offense off when you're on defense. There's more interaction in baseball. You're sitting there, you know, twiddling your fingers, and it's cold out there. The action's not the same as a football game. I was at the Commanders-Giants game in December when the Giants won to knock them out. And it was one of the coldest days of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel a damn thing because I was so into the game and the liquor as well. But the game, the right. Next thing you know, I didn't feel anything. It was nice and warm.
So if you go to a Met game in April,
yes, sir.
Cuddle with the people around
no,
you
I'm good.
And drink liquor.
I'm good.
All right.
I like that intentional slip there. Yeah, I was so into the liquor. I mean, I mean, you know.
This new schedule is going to be a real test because if you're just tuning in, Tiki and I show will begin at 10 a.m. starting on January 5th,
mm-hmm.
which means our show is over at 2 o'clock, which means I go home. And I've talked to my wife about this.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to give my sons an opportunity every night to go to a Met game.
Really?
Every night. Because my dad did that with me. Every night I get home, I'm going to say, who wants to go to the Met game?
Mets suck.
And I'm curious how many nights in a row my boys are going to be like, I'm in. That's the real question. I don't know the answer.
Honestly, probably a lot.
You think it's going to be every night?
Yeah.
So for anyone who thinks I'm going to less Met games, boy, you got something coming.
Hey, if they're going to Jet games with you, they'll go to Met games.
Well, they're split right now. So my youngest son, Spence, is really into football. My oldest son, Jet, coincidentally. Not into football.
Yeah.
Jet loves baseball.
Jet's old enough to realize that they suck.
Smart kid. Smart.
Spence is like, this is cool.
He'll get there.
I'm a dad. Yes, he will.
All right, let's get to some of your phone calls. 888-808-1019, the number. Let me go to Rob in Toms River. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up, man?
So I hope, Evan, you don't hate me, but I really think Tarik Skubal would be a let's try and put asses back in the seats type of move for this team. And I'll tell you why. The man's going to be on the wrong side of 30 after this season. You're on the cusp of a lockout after this season. And even if the Mets do sign him to a mega extension, you're now looking at somebody on the wrong side of 30 who's making a ton of money and probably has his best days behind him after winning two Cy Youngs in a row, you know, a la Johan Santana.
You know what's funny, though, Rob? I agree. When you opened your phone call and said, this is, I think you said, desperate move to put fans in the seats.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Like, I'm almost like, okay, I'm not that far away from you. Everything else you said in your phone call, I completely disagree about. Like, you have to take risks in life. And David Stearns is risk averse.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I can't go 5 years for Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
I can't go 4 or 5 years for any starting pitcher not named Yamamoto. He has shown us he's risk averse. Juan Soto, worth it. Yamamoto in his eyes, worth it. Everyone else, he's risk averse. I am here to tell you, I get it, eyes wide open, it could go bad for Tarik Skubal. He could need Tommy John surgery. He's a pitcher. We all get it. He is worth the risk. He's worth it. And so we can't predict the future. We don't know if it's going to turn into a bad contract or Johan Santana, like you said, who was good for the first few years, and then it all went to craps, probably because of Tiki's point that he was too tiny. I disagree that Skubal isn't worth the risk. I think you're wrong. I think you got to take risks in
life. I think Skubal's worth the risk, but as we've talked about multiple times, Evan, it can't be for a team that's not viable.
Bingo. And that's where, and I don't want to bring it back to the Alonso stuff.
Yeah.
Are the Mets good right now, Tiki?
I don't know.
They got a lot of holes.
They're not done. Yeah, they're a ton.
They're not done. You're right.
They're not
done. You're right.
Look, if what Al said, if Wilson Contreras gets traded here, and so you've locked up first base, you have one of the kids play second, you have Vientos.
Well, Simeon's going to play second.
Oh, Simeon, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But either one. But you have Vientos floating around, and let's say he turns back into a little bit of the slugger that he was as a DH. And Beatty's at third, and he takes a step forward. And Lindor at shortstop, your outfield gets you got to put another bat out there. But
how many times are you going to use the word if in a sentence?
But that's the problem.
You can't trade for him.
It's all if.
But then you
can't unless you do everything else.
That's the point,
right?
If you commit to me, obviously off seasons don't work where everything happens at the same time. But if you can commit to all of us, you're going to go get three bats. Go trade for Tarik Skubal.
I bet they're trying.
Okay, fine. And I think they are trying to trade for Tarik Skubal. I'm just saying, if you're going
to
do
I think they're trying to go get those other pieces as well.
Okay, but I can't trade for Skubal, not be aggressive adding bats, and think that's a smart gamble, because then it's not. Skubal's an all-in move. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're going to try to sign him at the end of the year, but as we learned with Soto, there are risks to that. So if I want to trade for Skubal, I got to go for it this year, which means you better add three bats. If you're not adding three bats, you can't trade for Skubal. Does that at least make sense to you guys?
Well, here's the difference. If they trade for Skubal, at least the Mets would be one of a handful of teams that can pay him. You know, so I'm not scared.
I'm not disputing that, but they can also lose him. The Yankees could have paid Soto, and they tried. They lost him, dude.
I agreed with the Yankees going all in for Juan Soto. They got to the World Series. We haven't been there since when?
But But you got to make three other bat additions if you want to do that. That's all I'm saying.
I get it.
If they commit to that, let's go. I wanted to trade for Skubal a week ago. Now that they've created 15 different holes, I'm not saying no, no, no. I'm saying, hey, let's take a timeout for a second. If you're going to do it, you better add three bats.
Couldn't Skubal? Because think about it. If Skubal comes to the Mets, they're better than what the Tigers were last year. Would you agree with that? A better roster. The Mets are a better team than the Tigers were last year.
Because the Mets have more star power?
Exactly.
No.
And
I think you're wrong, but yes, the Mets have more star power. I can't say they're a better team. Can't say that.
Couldn't Skubal be like what Bumgarner was with the Giants, where you have such a great dominant pitcher, you don't have to have the greatest team around him and you can win a championship? Isn't he enough to win a World Series?
You could. I think if you're going to take the risk of trading five top prospects, whatever it costs, it better be better than could or if. Tiki said if, you said could. You have to eliminate as many ifs and coulds as you possibly can if you're going to trade your farm system for Tarik Skubal.
Trading the farm system, Ev, you have holes that you were going to put, you know, Jet Williams somewhere or Ben somewhere, so wouldn't you be signing Cody Bellinger? Or
you
at least aggressively pursuing
him? You tell me.
So then sign Bellinger first is what I would say. Get this done and then trade for Skubal.
I'm not disagreeing if you're going to go out and be aggressive. But that's the other thing, and it's a great point you bring up. If you're trading Benjamin Williams, forget the prospect hugging. Right now, David Stearns is almost writing down in ink, they got to be big members of the 2026 Mets. You're going to trade big members of the 2026 Mets? It puts even more of an emphasis that you have to have three bats.
Well, here's the thing. If they trade for Skubal, I think that means it's going to show Mets fans there's more moves coming in the pipeline. That's the only way you make that move. If you know you got other things lined up, trade for Skubal and then knock out the rest of the trades.
Here's the problem, Al. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem, Tommy. Here's the problem, Tiki. Trade for Skubal. They got a big plan. We're going to add bats. But David Stearns doesn't want to go to 6 years with Cody. Bye-bye, Cody. Doesn't want to go 7 years for Kyle Tucker. Bye-bye, Kyle Tucker. Mm-hmm. Where are all these bats coming from? If the GM team president is going to remain risk-adverse, they may end up with nothing. We all sit here like it's fantasy baseball. It's not. Especially if they're going to be hard line on contracts. Like, do you not understand the risks here?
We do, but I'm willing to take those risks.
You know what's funny?
That's it.
Could tell based on Sean has not said a word yet, and for those that are wondering why, we fired him. No, I'm just kidding. He lost a bet to Al Cintron. He's got this look on his face staring at me in which he's like, Evan is so right. But he can't chime in. And he's just looking at me like, you're so right, Evan. But boy, Al and Tommy, they're so wrong. I can't say anything. You look at his eyes, don't you see it?
No, definitely.
Got that big smirk on his face. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. 25 in 25. The countdown comes up at about 4:30. More of your phone calls. And is my F-bombs lamer than Mike Kafka's F-bombs? We'll get the answer to that coming up.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.